We're up to the top of Kufya Dalet on the base. Omer Ish Lakish, Zoso Meris Mitzvah Srichas Kavana. Given the low be'idin chiyuv of the morah who the achilei, the bori prihadoma who the achilei. The dilma lo echav in the morah. Hilgach boi le mahadr lach bule le shem morah. The isol kadaitach mitzvah lo boi kavana, lo malach trey tibule. Vahatava le chadazimna. Verse like this. The Mishnah says that if you had chazeres before the meal, so you again have it again after, and you to be yotze the mitzvah of morah. So why? L'chari, you already yotze morah from the first one. Why do you have to do it twice? So Reish Lakish said, you see from here, mitzvah srichas kavana. The first one you ate b'vaday shelo b'kavana, because you did it before you ate matzah, and the proper way of eating morah is after matzah. So as Tosa says, Yuvade didn't have the dilma. It doesn't mean maybe you didn't have kavana. It means Yuvade didn't have kavana, right? So you had kavana just to eat it alza tibu, but not alza mitzvah morah. The neila afterwards you have to have another morah and the mechavan l'shem mitzvah. But if you hold mitzvahs ain't shriches kavana, then you yotze even if you don't have kavana. So the first time you ate mori, you yotze the mitzvah. So why do it again? See the Rashban. Zoso meris mitzvah sriches kavana. Mishum hochi boy trei tibuli. That's why you have to eat mori twice, right? If you used for the first, what's it called, the first tibul mori. Shema lo niskavin barish on l'shem mori. Now it also says, means shema means yuvade. We're not mechavin l'shem mori. You made a bracha bari pri adama and not al mitzvahs achilas mora, al achilas mora. So vada you're mechaven not for the shei mitzvah. Shari ein adayin achilas mitzvahs mora levorech olav al achilas mora al lachra matzah. As the normal time to eat mora is after matzah. So vada didn't have kavana to be yotzi the mitzvah now. And if you don't need kavana to be yotzi the mitzvah, then lechor yotzi anyway. So why do you need a second time? Elamai, you must need kavana to be yotze the mitzvah. The inyan of mitzvah sriches kavana, some say only applies to a mitzvah deraisa, but not to a mitzvah derabanan. Here it seems like we're talking about morah, even bizman hazeh, which is only derabanan. And yet the Gemara has a shayl. It's not borer though, because it could be talking about morah in the time of the Korban Pesach. Secondly, they say that mitzvah sriches kavana only applies to mitzvahs not of eating. But mitzvahs of eating, since you're nehenna from the thing, even if you hold mitzvah sriches kavana, you don't need kavana by mitzvahs of eating. And here it's l'chora mitzvah of eating. And still the Gemara says it depends on the shayla mitzvah sriches kavana or not. So morah could be, there's no hanoah, not nehenna from eating morah. It's an achila, but it's not an achila of hanoah. Maybe that cloud doesn't apply tomorrow. Another thing, mitzvah sriches kavana doesn't mean you have to have all the tremendous kavanas. You just have the kavana to be yotze the mitzvah. And mitzvah ain't sriches kavana means you know that it's the yontif, you know that there's a mitzvah, but you're not mechavan to be yotze the mitzvah. But if you don't know that it's a yontif, and you don't know that this is a mitzvah bechlal, then for sure you're not yotze. That's called mesasik. And there's another shaila by mitzvah sriches kavana, whether even if you hold mitzvahs ain't sriches kavana, if you mechaven not to be yotze, if that helps or not. Okay, so Mara says, so from here you see mitzvahs sriches kavana, because if not, if you had Mara twice, why didn't you twice? You were yotze already from the first time. Mara says no, the dilmala ola mitzvahs ain't sriches kavana, really mitzvahs ain't sriches kavana, and taki yotze Mara with the first one. With the karma straight tibuli lomili ki heichid lahavi hakera latinokos. The reason you need two tibulim is not to be yotzi mar. Mar yotzi taka with the first one. You still need a second one to make a heker for the children. So therefore, what's it called? Therefore, you need two tibulim, even if you what's it called are using mar. The chitema in kain lishmin and shari yorakos. If that's the case, you just tell me by shari yorakos. Why tell me mar? You always need two tibulim in addition to what's it called, Mekayim, the mitzvah of Morah. You need to be tovil twice to make the children ask. So it has nothing to do with Morah. So tell me, Shari Yerakos, right? The first one has nothing to do with Morah. The first one has to do just to make a heker. Morah says, Iashmin and Shari Yerakos, Havi Amina, Hecha Di'ika, Shari Yerakos, Huda Ba'in and Trey Tibule. avachazeres lechuda lo boy trei tibulei kamashmalan. That's only where you have other yirakos. So then you eat shar yirakos, and then you yotzei marer, and you need two tibulim for a heker. But if you only have marer, right, and you hold, and what's it called? Then you yotzei with the first one marer, because it's the same shrichas kavana. They might think, then forget about a second tibul, because anyway, just repeating the marer again, right? They only needed two tibulim for heker when you're going to be, the first one is not going to be marer, and you're going to need the second one for marer. But if the first one yotzei marer anyway, then forget about two tibulim. Kamash malah, no. That even in such a case, afilu chazeres bo'in and trei tibulei. Even if you're eating marer twice, you have to have two tibulim. Ki heichid lahavi bo'hekera latinokos. See that, Shabam? Maybe the chiddush of the Mishnah is that even though you're yotzei marataka the first time, you still need to be metabol twice in order the children should ask. The abdi hakera tuva. The first mar you take yotzei. If the whole reason that it said twice is not because you need to be yotzei the mitzvah of marah the second time, because you weren't yotzei the first time, but it's just because you need two tibulim for a heker of the children, the lav lashmina mitzvah srichas kavana, lashmein shar yirakos b'tibul rishon umara b'tibul sheni, dikonami heker l'tinokos. Then tell me the normal case where the first tibul was with shar yirakos and the second one with marah. Why tell me two marahs if it's not to tell me that you're not yotzei with the first one? I might think that what's it called, that you don't need two tibulim if you only have marer, and you shouldn't eat the first one, because if you eat the first one you'll automatically be yotzei, and then you'll be eating marer before matzah, which is not mehudr, it's not an ikuv, but it's not the way you're supposed to do it. So in that case where you only had marer, I might think that you should save the marer till after the matzah and not make a tibul first. You don't need a heker for the children here, because it's better to be yotzei marer properly than eat it first and be yotzei memela. Kamash malah, no, even when you have only what's it called marer, you do two tibulim. And you talk a yotzei with the first one, what's it called, according to the Rashbam. Later on the Gemara is going to discuss which one you yotzei with. But according to Rashbam, the Gemara is going, according to the Man Yomar, now you yotzei with the first one. And the memela, what's it called? You still need a second one, that there should be two tibulim leheker.
So you're
going to
make a bracha the second time?
Well, the bracha we'll see later. Gemara's going to speak about it tomorrow. Okay. The old Tanya, another brisa. Ochlan demai yotza. Ochlan below miskaven yotza. So you see a braisa that says b'feirish that you yotzei marer without kavana, mitzvah same tzrichas kavana, right? Not like Rish Lakish of Nazayik mitzvah tzrichas kavana. You see a braisa that says b'feirish, if you ate it without kavana, you yotzei. Yes, Bam. The old Tanya behead, you know, mitzvah same tzrichas kavana. The tiyuf did Rish Lakish. He's medayik from this Mishnah, Mitzvah Srichas Kavanah. So Bryce Lefer says Mitzvah Saint Srichas Kavanah, and have to learn the Mishnah like the Gemara answered Reish Lakish. Ochlan demai yotza, the boy mafkir l'nechase, v'havi oni, the chazile. If you ate mora that was demai, so you yotze the mitzvah. Why? Because you can be mafkir l'nechasim, and then you're allowed to eat demai. Demai is mutter to an oni. Therefore, it's not considered something that's totally not roy for him, and you yotzei the mitzvah. But Tosa says, if it would be vadei tevel, you're not yotzei with what's it called morer, that's vadei tevel, because we're makish morer to matzah, and we need a matzah that you're only, what's it called, the only iser, if that would be what's it called chametz, is losochel of chametz, but we don't have any other isurim. Because shivas yom tochel of matzahs, right? Losochel of chametz, shivas yom tochel she isuro bechametz is mitzvah of a matzah. Anything that could become chametz, you yotzei matzah. But only something that if it would be chametz, should be over only chametz, but not another iser. So if there's another iser, then you can't be yotzei. And just like matzah, if there's another iser, you can't be yotzei. So tomorrow also not. Or others holds because of mitzvah bo baveira. Okay. Ochlin chatzoyin, chatzi zayis b'pam rishon, v'chatzi zayis b'pam sheni, uv'mor mayri. If you ate it in two halves, two half of kezaisim, also what's it called, as long as you were, they were within a kedei achilas pras, the mitzareth, and you yotze the mitzvah mor. From here you see that you need a kezayis for mor. Right? Because otherwise, what's in, what is that mitzareth if you yotze even with less than a kezayis? There's really a machlokas. The Rosh says that you only need a kezayis for moror, not because of the mitzvah of moror. Because it doesn't say achila by moror. It says al matzos umrorim yochluhu, is going on the Korban Pesach. Never says a loshan achila by moror. So the Rosh holds you don't need a kezayis by moror, except for the fact that you make a bracha al achilas moror, so you have to need a kezayis. In order the bracha should be okay, but not for the mitzvah. So it could be over here, it's also the union of the bracha, not so much the mitzvah. But the Shagasari brings rayas, and from this Gemara is also mashma like that, that you need a kezayis of morer, and even though it says yochluhu on Korban Pesach, but it includes all of them, the achila goes on all the matzah, the morer, and whatever. Okay, the Gemara says, tanoihi. It's a machlokas tanoim taka, whether mitzvah shvichas kavon or not. The Tanya, Rav Yossi Omer, Afalpi should kibel the chazeres, mitzvah lahavi lefon of chazeres v'charosu, so shnei tavshilim. Right? Even though you made the first kibel, you have to do the second one, and you have to eat more again. V'akati mimai, there's no raya from there that the reason is because of mitzvah srichas kavana, and you weren't yotze more with the first one, so you have to bring more again. Dilma Kasov Rav Yossi, Mitzvah Sein Tzrichas Kavana. Maybe Rav Yossi holds Mitzvah Sein Tzrichas Kavana. But the reason you have to eat Morer a second time is not for the Mitzvah Morer. Right? The Haide Bo'in and Treki Bule Ki Hechid Zahavik HaKer L'Tinokos. And he holds that you need two Tibulim, you have to eat Morer a second time, that there should be two for a Heker for the Tinokos. Not because you weren't Yotze with the first one. So Morer says, M'K, my Mitzvah. What does it say, Mitzvah? Afalpi. Shetiba b'chazeres mitzvah lahavi lefon. It's not a mitzvah, it's a heker. It's not a mitzvah. It's only a mitzvah if you weren't yotze the mitzvah of mara the first time. So Alamai, Rabbi Yossi clearly holds that mitzvah is sriches kavana, like Rish Lakish, and that if you ate mara the first time, you're going to have to still bring mara the second time, because you vade were not mechavan to be yotze before you ate matzah. Tanoihi, the high tana lesli mitzvah sriches kavana, Rabbi Yossi isli. This brisa holds mitzvah sein shvichas kavana. If you ate it without kavana, yotze. And Rabbi Yossi holds that you're not yotze and you have to eat it again. L'shem mitzvah. Af agav shetibul bechazeres tibul kama heichad deleka shayurakos mitzvah lahavi kolomer mitzvah lahavi minatorah. Minatorah you have to bring morer again. From Rashi's mashmos, the sugya is talking about morer deraisa, not morer derabana. Dakati lokiyam mitzvah achilas morer hold the lonis kavin the mitzvah shvichas kavana. Morris says, if he meant to say you have to do it again al sekeira, then why do you say mitzvah? Yehochi, my mitzvah lahavi. The and have it in said, just bring it for a heker, not mitzvah lahavi. Okay. My shnei tavshilin. So Morris says, you also bring two tavshilin. What are they? Omrav huna silka v'aroza. The again example of shnei tavshilin is silka v'aroza. Rashi, silka is tardin, is spinach, ravusahi, v'choshken shnei mini basar. Two kinds of vegetables, rice and spinach. Okay. Rava havi mahadar a silka varosa, even though that's like, even this is okay. Surely two kinds of meat would be okay. But Rava was mahadar to use dafka, these two kinds of vegetables, hold enough in bipumi de Rav Huna. Since Rav Huna said, this is an example, he wanted Makayim, the words of Rav Huna, and he dafka ate silka varosa. Om Rav Ashi, shema minod de Rav Huna, lesle dechayish lohod de Rav Yochan ben Nuri. From Rav Huna we can learn that nobody is choshish for Rav Yochan ben Nuri said, the Tanya Rav Yochan ben Nuri omer, oriz min dogen hu v'chayov v'chimutz v'koris. That oriz is a kind of grain, and your chayiv koreis, if you eat it, chametz. How could you cook oriz, right? It's chametz. Elamai, we don't hold from Yochum and Nuri. And oriz is not a grain that could become chametz. It only gets spoiled. It never becomes chametz. And therefore you can cook rice and eat rice on Pesach. Obviously, we're not talking about the gzeir of kidneys. but Minat Torah for sure, you're allowed to eat rice. And you're not allowed to make rice matzah and be yotze, because since you could, if rice can become chametz, it also you can be yotze in the mitzvah matzah. Rashbam. Sukkah tarden revusa he v'chol shken shnei mini baser chol the nafik mipuin the rafuna b'shvil chi baser v'haros halacha kamosa. He wanted to show the halachas like rafuna, even though this is only a b'di'evit. It's more mechudar to use meat. But since Rav Huna said this, he wanted to show the halachas like Rav Huna, so for him it was a bigger hither to do what Rav Huna said. Shmami nomad the kamer Rav Huna shemevashlin oris and pesach alochayish v'chimutz, that you're allowed to cook rice on Pesach and you're not afraid it's going to become chametz, lest the chosh Rabbi Yochanan Nuri. Nobody holds like Rabbi Yochanan Nuri, not even choshish, right? As a chumra, it's bechal. We don't hold for the bechal that it has a din of chametz. Okay. Chizki Omar, afilu dagu beitza sha'olav. You can even use a, what's it called, a fish, and they used to put the fish in a batter with what's it called, with egg on top of it. So I might think that the egg is bottled to the fish, and it's not called shnei tafshilin. Kamash malon, it is called shnei tafshilin. Others say that dagu beitza sha'olav means a fish and its eggs inside, the fish roe, the yotze with. They used to smear the baste in eggs. Even though it looks like two tafshilin, it looks like one tafshil, it's two. Okay. Rav Yosef Omar Tzara Shnei Minei Basar. And Rav Yosef says, no, you can't use vegetables, you can't use fish or eggs, you have to use two kinds of meat. Echad zecher lePesach, ve'echad zecher lechagiga. One zecher lePesach and one zecher lechagiga. And Tosfos brings down that some hold that what's it called, that the one that's zecher lePesach has to be roasted. And the one that's zecher lechagiga is cooked. So he says, that's not true, because we hold the chagiga also has to be roasted. So he says, Mela, both of them are cooked. We don't want to use roasted things because you may come to eat them, and we don't eat roasted meat, right? And even though you can use, so we use what's it called? Tosfos says use both of them cooked. Our minhag is not like either of these things. We use first of all one an egg, and the other one what's it called a shank bone or whatever meat, and we roast both of them. Okay. And we're not afraid. We don't eat them at the Seder. That's all. We're not afraid that you'll come to eat it. It's the gzeira of the gzeira of the gzeira. Rashbam, ve'echad zecher lechagigas arbaser haboim haPesach. Shnei minei baser tzli keneged haPesach umavushu keneged chagiga. Kash pirush Rabbeinu Chanan miromi, and Tosfos argues on that. There's no reason to have one tzli and one mavushu. Tosfos says you have both mavushu. And our minig is to have both tzli, and one of them not a bus or one of them an egg. Okay. Ravina Omar afilu groma ubishula. Right? Even a piece of meat and its gravy is considered two tafshilin. The meat and the gravy are considered two. So it says, okay. So Tosfos brings down over here and he says, since the whole purpose of the two tafshilin, right, in our jargon, the zroah and the beitza is a zecher lekorban Pesach and a zecher lechagiga. What happens when Pesach falls on Shabbos? When erev Pesach falls on Shabbos? When right, erev Pesach falls on Shabbos and Pesach is motzei Shabbos. So then lechora there's no chagiga. You only bring the chagiga when it's chal b'chol. But chagigas arbos is not doche Shabbos. Only korban Pesach is. So when Pesach falls on Motzei Shabbos, lechora you should only bring one tafshil, because you don't want to have a zecher for the chagiga, because there was no chagiga. So Tosfos says, enechanami, you could do that, but it's better not to do that. It's better to bring both of them, right? And because other years you'll forget then, and you only have one. He says, what are we going to be afraid of? That next year the Beis Hamikdash will be built, and Pesach again will fall, Erev Pesach and Shabbos, and people will say, hey, last year we had two tafshilin at the Seder, which is one is a zecher to the Chagiga, so we'll bring a Chagiga. He said, once there's a Beis HaMikdash built, whether you be Makriv a Chagiga or not, people will let you know in the Beis HaMikdash. And he says also, Moshe and Aaron will be there. They'll let you know. Mashmir from Tosfos, that when Mashiach comes and the Beis HaMikdash is built, there'll be Tchias HaMeisim. And there is Takashita of the Radvaz like that, that in the time of what's it called, of Mashiach, even though it's not the time of Tchias HaMeisim necessarily, but there'll be a special Tchias HaMeisim for great tzaddikim, Moshe, Aaron, they'll come back. Not everybody's coming back by Mashiach's time. Tchias HaMeisim is two different things. But it doesn't have to be that Tchias, the regular Tchias HaMeisim could be Bizman HaMashiach. It could be. But it's not necessarily that's the case. But there'll be a Tchias HaMeisim for Anoshim Gedolim, and that also seems to hold like that too, that at least Moshe and Aaron will be back, and they'll let us know that you can't bring a Makriv HaGiga. Right, so the fact that you ate an egg, or you had the egg on the table, is not going to make... On the other hand, if you don't have the egg on the table, then there's a good chance that the next year you'll forget to do it again. So it's better to do it low plug every year, and not some years yes and some years not, and that's more of a chashash that you'll forget some years to bring two tavshilin than that when the Beis HaMikdash should be bought and you had the egg at the time when you weren't supposed to bring a chagiga, you'll bring a chagiga. That's not a reasonable chashash.